I want to share an email with. This is a slightly odd email. I don't mean to be judgmental of the person, but it's just odd in the sense that I wonder what's going on here when I read it a minute ago. Tubbs.rt.ie. I'm desperate. Please read this out. I'm married for 16 years and I've known my husband for the past 22 years. Now, he was in a long-term relationship before I met him and lived with a girl. I was 21 when I met him, so I wasn't sexually active, but I learned to live with his past. I understood from my husband he only had one partner. He said there was only one. However, it's come to light recently he has had several partners that he's slept with. So I'm devastated. I've gone to the doctor who said I'm depressed as a result of this. I've attended hypnosis. I've tried counselling. Nothing seems to help. And what really hurts is he says he's done nothing wrong. He says he has never looked at another woman since he met me, but I just can't handle it. Have any of your listeners been in this situation? Is there anything anyone can say to help me? And thank you very much. Well, thank you for sending the email in, because it's as always with these things, these are problems shared and possibly solved when we're all in it together. So I think I've come to the conclusion that I think I might know what's wrong here. It's not that he's had a few people that in other relationships. It's that he told you initially that he only had one partner before, and now you've heard there's a few. I think it might be that. Because I think, I hate to say it, but I think you might be overreacting a little bit to it. And maybe there's more that we're not hearing about. Because if it's just the fact that he had a number of partners before and he hasn't looked at anyone in 16 years, I'm at a loss to know what your problem is, to be honest with you. Because once you're married and he doesn't look elsewhere, you're okay. You know, there's nothing wrong. He's a good guy. He's doing his thing, and you're good, and all as well. Don't most people in the modern age go into a marriage with a number of partners, if you excuse the expression, under the belt? But at least you've been about a bit. I'm not saying all over the place. Maybe you might have one or two partners, maybe three or four, depending on how lucky you were with it back in the day. But once you go up the aisle, it's meant to be game over, and that's the end of that. And you just stick to one partner, and then your job is done, as with your husband. So I wonder if there's something else there. And you've tried hypnosis. That's quite extreme, isn't it? Counselling. I firmly believe in the power of a bit of counselling and talking to somebody and talking it through. That's always good too. So I'm at a bit of a loss. Maybe anyone else can. 51552. I'd be willing to and happy to hear anyone else's comments on that. I might be wrong, might be a little harsh, a little lacking in understanding maybe on that one. Tubbs@rte.ie would be the email address. Let us know what you think. Okay, now let's talk about this email from the lady I read out a little while ago. She's married 16 years, known her husband for 22 years. He was in one relationship before that, she thought. She hadn't been in a sexual relationship before that, and then it transpires he's had a few other partners, but he hasn't looked left or right since, just at her. So this is what the reaction has been to this. It's not the amount of partners he's had, it's the lie, which is what I said. But she has to get over it. Everyone has a past, and that's exactly what it is, the past. You cannot let it take over your future. Barbara says, if he lied about how many partners he had, what else is he lying about? And she feels she can't trust him if he says he's faithful and has been throughout the marriage. She must have trusted him 100%. Oh God. Grace in Galway says her husband chose her. However, she may feel insecure about the past, his past, because he was not honest, and deep down she may not believe his faithfulness now. Okay. To the lady whose husband fibbed about how many partners he's had, a text says, I take it that he didn't want to make a bad impression in her way back in to her back. Way back at the beginning of their relationship. It's very common for people to lie about the numbers, maybe because they think it's too many themselves. Take it as a young man's bid to make a good impression at the start of a new relationship. As long as the marriage has been faithful, there's nothing to worry about. The facts of the past cannot be changed. So let it go.
Let it go.
Change your mindset, and this could do unnecessary damage to the relationship. Choose to leave it alone. This is the problem with this lady. I don't think she can. The problem, says another, is trust. Has he been faithful? What else has he done, not been honest about? This, they may both need to go to counselling, and that may help. Maria in Cork says, tell her to forget about the past. What is her problem? What is the problem? He's with her now and loves her. I couldn't care less about my husband's past or him. Mine, all I know, I'm sorry, that just doesn't make any sense. It's just commas and full stops missing. I don't have time to do that. Why should people have to come out as being gay? We'll do gay in a minute. I just want to talk to Louise, who's on the line now. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So, the email.
Yes.
What do you think?
To be honest, I think from some of the messages you've read out as well, I think she's overreacting a little bit in terms of like going to hypnotherapy, counselling and things like that. I think she's taken it a little too personally.
Well, I reckon that it's not about the partners, it's about the lie. And I think that's what has her worried.
I kind of came from the opinion that like maybe if like regardless of whether he had like one or two, three, four, five, whatever, like, but if she thinks like, oh God, he's only ever had one partner, you know, he seems okay, like he's not sleeping around kind of thing. If that appears to me, like, I know it's hard to see context in an email and everything, we don't have the full details, but that appears to me that seems like that was maybe one of the factors in her starting a relationship with him.
Yeah. Are you married?
In a way, I am, yeah.
And how many partners did you have before you got married?
Myself, unless my husband has lied to me, we've only ever been with each other.
Oh, so you married, you were, not quite married, but you were, your husband was your first?
Yes.
Okay. Which would be quite unusual in some regards, or would it be? I don't know.
Probably. I even got like the whole when we were going out and we went out for quite a couple of years before we got married, and everyone was like, oh, like, you know, you're so young to settle down and would you not go and have all these experiences? And I said, well, no, if I'm happy with him, why would I want to, you know, just because you've slept with more than, we've only ever slept with one person, I don't know, I wouldn't say I'm missing out.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. I love him, I'm perfectly happy.
But you see, the question, you see, those who argue the other side, I'm just thrashing out, would say, how do you know you're happy if you haven't tried a few different types? Because it's like a selection box, isn't it? You know, you want to try.
Well, I don't ask for all that. I'm fairly simple. I like the good old, you know, plain chocolates out of the box. I don't have to go for the fancy ones, you know. I know. As long as I get a bit of chocolate, I don't think I'm missing out on anything.
Oh, I think that's brilliant. That's the best answer I've had. That's great. So, like, an old bar of dairy milk would do you fine. No fancy curly whirlies and fluttering around with a crunchy.
A bit of dairy milk now would do me no problem now.
How old were you when you got married?
I was 29.
Okay. And you had been engaged for 2 years. Is that what you said?
We've been engaged for, about 2 years, yeah.
Okay, and life is good?
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Still eating a bit of dairy?
Well, as far as I know, unless I'm living in a bubble, like maybe she thought she was, and then she found out all these things, but so far, so good,
so far,
yeah.
So good. And you still getting a little bit of chocolate of an evening?
I try.
Does he come home with his arms full of it, or do you have to kind of fight for it?
I wouldn't say that, but we try to make a bit of time anyway.
That's sure. Nothing like a bar of chocolate of an evening. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
All right. Isn't this great? We can talk like this with the kids off and everything else.
Yes.
All right. Louise, good to talk. There'll be a run on the chocolate in the local shops now today. We'll see. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, Mammy, I want some chocolate.
No, you don't want chocolate. All right. Louise, I hope you get a nice bar of chocolate tonight. Look after yourself.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah. See you now.
See you then, Brian. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. 51552. If you don't trust them, says Brian, just move on. There's nothing worse than a woman going on and on. Just get over it. Okay. Well, that's one terse piece of advice from a male, that's for sure. Now, elsewhere, Joan says, I think the email from the girl is about trust issues and she should talk to her husband. Maybe if he told her the truth from the start, it wouldn't be an issue. Yes, but then you hear about this fellow who says, if I told a girl how many women I'd slept with, I'd never get a date. Easily 50. They're usually one night stands with me because once you get sex, that's it. Just want to move on. I'm nearly 40 and I'm still the same way, so I don't think I'll ever change. But nobody wants to hear that you've had 50 previous partners. So I tell women I've had 4 or 5 when they ask, and that seems to keep them quiet.